Steve Palmer here. It is that time for another segment of What's the Appeal? And the idea of this segment is I do a ton of appellate work. Check us out at palmerlegaldefense.com. But I do a lot of appellate work after people are convicted of crimes and they want to challenge that in the Court of Appeals. And I get lots of questions. And I thought, well, you know what? I'll just answer them right here and sort of take care of the basic and general and some of the specific questions I get too. This one, and folks, most of these are real questions. These are questions that I either get online here at my podcast or I get upstairs on the phone, and this is one of those. I had a call recently from a client's family, and they said they want to do a post-conviction petition here in Ohio. And, you know, it got me thinking because the first question I always ask when somebody calls for a post-conviction petition or even appeal is, all right, when was the conviction? When did the case end? When was the client found guilty or plead guilty in front of a judge or found guilty by a jury? Because the deadlines matter. And here's what we were fortunate in this call that I got recently, but here's what I always worry about a lot. And here's what you got to be careful when you're talking to appellate lawyers. Say you've just been convicted and you're looking for an appeal. Here's where you have to be careful. Be mindful of what you're asking for. If you pick up the phone and call a lawyer and you're asking for an appeal, most lawyers will do something called a direct appeal. That is, I've talked about it before. Check it out. A direct appeal is where you just go right from your conviction and you're going to go to the Court of Appeals and challenge what happened on the record. This client I'm talking about called about a post-conviction petition. And the reason you got to be careful is if a lawyer says, yeah, I'll do your direct appeal, and they don't mention post-conviction, you run the risk of missing a deadline. And the deadline here in Ohio is so bizarre. The post-conviction petition deadline starts 1 year from the date that the transcript of the trial is filed in the Court of Appeals on the direct appeal. So remember, I talk about ladders. Direct appeal ladder over here, post-conviction ladder over here. The direct appeal, you ask for the transcript because you need that for the appeal. It gets filed before you submit your appellate brief. Right then and there, you've got 1 year to start climbing this post-conviction ladder. And also, and check out the old videos, but over here in post-conviction, you can raise stuff that is off the record. So if there's an expert witness that you think would have helped, but the attorney at trial didn't call an expert or consult with experts, if there's a new witness, if there's something that's not in the record that proves either ineffective assistance of counsel, some other constitutional violation, you have to do it over here. You can't do it here. So I have cases where there's lots of lawyers who they get sort of about post-conviction work. They don't like it because it's confusing. It's not, you know, it's not mainstream stuff. And there's only a few of us that really dig into it and actually do it. So a lot of lawyers will say, I'll do your appeal, but they don't ever talk to you about post-conviction. And then I get a call a year and a half later after the transcript has been filed and people are saying, look, we just got the decision on the appeal, on the direct appeal. Now we want to do a post-conviction because this client is in prison and somebody said you should do post-conviction. And I ask him about the timeline and it's too late. So I make it a point. Somebody calls me about a direct appeal. The first thing I tell them is, look, we got two ladders. I keep talking about ladders, but we got two ladders to climb. One is the direct appeal, and that's the one right in front of us. But a short second, right next to it or a little bit behind it, is this post-conviction ladder, and we got to be mindful of it. Here's why. If there's a, let's say they take the example I already gave. If there's an expert witness that was needed, and I'm working on a case right now where this is the case, there is a medical expert that was needed. There's a psychological expert that was needed. There's a DNA expert that was needed. And there's a cell phone forensics expert that was needed. None of these experts testified at trial. The record doesn't reflect any of it. I can't raise those issues on direct appeal. But I tell you what, I know enough to know that if I don't get started on getting experts gathered up and ready to go, I'm going to run out of time because it takes a long time to find good experts. They're backed up. I immediately sent the case file off to all these experts, got reports and letters and affidavits. So after my direct appeal or when I had the time, I began working on the post-conviction. I easily met the deadline and we got it done. But you can easily envision a world where a direct appeal lawyer and a client who doesn't quite understand that it's not both, doesn't even mention post-conviction and you end up past a deadline. And I got to tell you, that, as I've said time and time again, one thing that kills the appellate ladders is missing a deadline. It's like maybe the analogy would be there's rungs missing in your ladder and you can't get up. And that's what happens. If when you get to federal court and you're looking back, the federal court say, look, you skipped some rungs. We can't help you up here. Anyway, what's the appeal? If you've got questions you want me to cover, great, I'll do it. But I'll keep bringing up these topics because I get enough of them in my normal practice. If you happen to need an appeal, Palmer Legal Defense, look me up at palmerlegaldefense.com. I am more than happy to help or give you a consultation. Check us out, Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air, till now. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.